Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Fort Recovery just fell way too far behind and could not recover.
We'll be back with Coach Mike Bayshore in a moment right after this.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At the Portside Fieldhouse, we have Mike Bayshore with us, head basketball coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. And Coach, first a couple of comments about the game last night. I know in our pregame interview you said we have to shoot well if we want to stay in the game. Unfortunately, that did not happen.
No, it didn't happen, and they shot the ball extremely well from kids that we weren't expecting to shoot the ball well from. Is this one of those things they just we missed a lot of point blank shots early on that would have kept us in the ball game and just kind of snowballed from there.
The miracle kid had 24 points all on 3-pointers, 8 3-pointers. Had you ever seen him shoot like that anywhere close to that?
Not. I mean, as a team, they're really good shooters. You know, we didn't think he'd be able to make 8 of them, but you know, we, to their credit, they ran their stuff well, and we didn't play very good defense last night. So when you have that combination of things, it's usually not going to turn out well for you.
It was a good start. Started out 7-2 lead and played pretty well in the first quarter. But boy, Miracle hit 3 threes in a row to start the second quarter, and that was a crushing blow to us.
Yeah, and then we would go long stretches without scoring. They really took us out of everything we tried to do offensively last night. Their pressure got to our guards a little bit, and we kind of shut down offensively and started taking bad shots. And then when they're draining threes and you're not scoring, it's going to get ugly fast.
And unfortunately it did, but hey, that's in the past. And let's look ahead to tonight. You play the Ansonia Tigers tonight. Tell us the scouting report on Ansonia.
You know, they had a good game last night against FM. They put 3 kids over 15 points. The Muir kid is, you know, he averages between 15 to 20 a game. He's experienced from last year. And they're a small group of guards that just, they rely a lot on the 3, like you see here in the JV game. Not very big, so we're going to have to try to use our height to our advantage against them tonight inside. I think we can score on them inside if we can handle their pressure a little bit. I'm sure they're going to throw some different defenses at us because they know how well Peyton can play and how well Grant's capable of shooting. So I'm sure we'll see a lot of ball pressure from them tonight, so we're going to try to handle that a little bit. We're going to try to mix our defenses up a little bit more tonight and try not to stay in the same thing, try to confuse them a little bit more and try to put some pressure on them. They're not as strong ball handling with the sink kid being out, so we will we'll try to put some pressure on them a little bit more than we did last night.
You mentioned a JV game here, boy, the kids are playing really well. They've only lost 1 all year. They're going to win here tonight. And just some outstanding kids performing there for you.
Yeah, you know, they took their lumps, all of those kids last year playing as freshmen when they were playing sophomores and juniors, and they just play so stinking hard, and it's paying off for them this year. I mean, they get after defensively. How many times tonight they've turned defense into offense tonight, and Coach Overton does a really nice job with those kids, and they buy into what he's teaching and they play their butts off, and paying off for them this year.
Well, Christmas break's coming up. What kind of a break do you give the kids over this time?
We probably won't do anything Christmas Eve. We only got 1 game next week against Greenville. We've seen them play plenty of times, so they're a little helter-skelter, not very skilled, but helter-skelter and kind of get after a little bit. But we might do a little shoot-around on Monday morning, depending on how much the kids have going on Christmas Eve, and then we'll be back at it for a couple hours on Wednesday and Thursday. So that's kind of where we're at. with that, with only having one game next week. We can probably give them Monday off.
Well, Mike, here we are, game number 7, about a third of the way through the season already. And how would you evaluate your kids right now for the first 6 games that we've seen that the Indians have played so far this year, and what you had expected out of them?
I would have thought at worst we would have beat Versailles. You know, I would have thought that was a game we probably should have won. When you go play Jay County at Jay County, that's a good coached basketball team. You never know. It's always a close game between our two schools, and Walpock's really good. So, you know, we're probably one game worse than I thought we might be, but I think overall, I don't think we're playing up to what we're capable of playing. Well, we showed some this summer. So I'd say we're probably at about a C right now with a lot of room to improve. But, you know, tonight's going to be a good test for us against a smaller, quicker team. And next Friday's the same kind of thing before we get back into MAC play. So we got some time to get the ship going in the right direction. And we got a lot of talent. We just got to get it all moving in the same direction at the same time.
How about your starters tonight, Mike?
Same as last night. We're going to go with Peyton Judy, Derek Judy, Grant Kanapke, Clay Schmitz, and Noah Leonards. And then we'll go from there and see what happens.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for the interview. Best of luck.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Mike Bayshore, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, here tonight with us on our pregame show. We'll be back with the starting lineups of this game tonight for both ball clubs coming up here in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions in the comfort of your own home. Kalp Pharmacy Home IV team can bring high quality care to you where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kalp Pharmacy Home Infusion Services can be a safe and cost effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Rob Weaver back here at the Fortsite Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Let's go over to Justin Mangold with the starting lineups for both ball clubs. Justin?
All right, for Fransonia, it'll be Matthew Ferrier, Hunter Buckingham, Matthew Shook, Hunter Muir, and Andrew Rowland. For Fort Recovery tonight, as you just heard, Grant Kanapke, Peyton Judy, Derek Judy, Clay Smith, and Noah Leonard. Fort Recovery 3-3. The Tigers are 3-2 here on the year. JV game tonight was won by Fort Recovery by a score of 64-20. Indians led 19-9 after one, 35-15 at the half, 48-15 after three, and again 64-20 the final. Everybody that played Fort Recovery tonight did score. Kobe Wendell had 4 points. Russell Gale had 2 points. Larry Will had 6. Ryan Post had 8. Dylan Evers with 5. Carson Ramel had 3. Derek Lochtefeld with 3. Ian Homan had 5. Seth Lochtefeld with 1. Brian Benn led the Indians with 11. Kenny Judy had 9. And Gavin Toby had 5. So again, led by Brian Benn's 11. Kenny Judy's 9. And Ryan Post had 8. Indians go to 6-1. Tigers drop to 4-2.
Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians in tonight's basketball game from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Tin, so you'll find some purple there in the office. The Family Dentistry of Dr. Thomas Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, as always, brought to you by Kalp's Pharmacy. Kalp's Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and in Indiana, Union City and Bern, Indiana. That's your Health Mart Pharmacy, Kalp's Pharmacy. Just about set to go here. I'm looking forward to a rebound night tonight.
Especially after disappointing last night, 26-point loss to Wapakoneta.
Here we go with the tap. It is controlled by Noah Leonards of Fort Recovery, and the Indians have the basketball. Out front is Derek Judy at the top of the key. He'll hand off to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke goes down the lane and lays it up and in. Grant scoring real early tonight. Did he even score at all last night?
After being held scoreless last night, only had maybe one or two shots the entire game.
Yeah, he didn't have very many at all, but picks up the first basket here tonight on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard, and Indians lead 2-0. Antonio with the basketball. Out front is Matthew Ferrier. He'll pass over on the right side to Hunter Buckingham. Back out top it goes. The Ansonia Tigers in their black uniforms with orange letters. Just down the road, of course, from Fort Recovery. Over on the left side it goes to Hunter Muir. Muir at the free throw line, passing back outside. Back on the left wing. Back to Muir. Muir dribbles the ball. Now he tries to go inside. They're going to call him. No, they're going to call a foul on the Indians. Thought they were going to call a dribbling violation there for a moment.
On Derek Jeudy, his first foul.
And here's the inbounds pass. They tried the old trick play, and it backfired, and the Indians came up with the ball. Antonia tried to bank the ball off the back of Noah Leonard and then get the ball right back, and instead it veered off, and the Indians got it, and they score.
Brent Konapke again.
Two straight baskets for Mr. Konapke. And it's 4-0 on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Matthew Shook with the ball. Back over here to Matthew Ferrier. Now it goes to Matthew Shook again inside. Back to Shook. He'll fire a three. And he banks it in. How is he not smiling on that one?
Holiday hours on the bank.
4-3. Fort Recovery by one after the bank shot on the three by Ansonia.
Now after the game, he'll say he meant to do that.
Noah Leonard's top of the key, goes inside to Clay Smits, back to Leonard's, and he is, yep, going to be called for a charge. I don't know what took the officials so long to make that decision.
Yeah, easy call. Well, it should have been.
Yeah. I'll agree to that. You know, for handicap medical equipment, depend on Cal Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment Center at the south edge of Fort Recovery and the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Cal Pharmacy, don't forget they have some last-minute Christmas gift ideas, including that handicap equipment. Here's an inside shot up and no good. Rebound comes down to Ansonia. Back up and good this time. Missing his first shot was Andrew Rowland, but he got the ball back and scored to make it a 5-4 Ansonia lead. Come on, Indians, let's get going here. Derek Jeudy will pass in the at the free throw line to Peyton Jeudy as the ball stripped away and stolen. Here comes Ansonia, but stolen right back by Derek Jeudy. He'll race down, feeds over here to Clay Smits, and he missed the shot. Rebound, Derek Jeudy. Jeudy will bring it back out. Now he goes left, comes back out again. Goes off the screen, set by Noah Leonard. Goes to the hole, puts it up no good, and a foul is going to be called underneath on Fort Recovery. On Noah Leonard.
His second foul, so he'll come out. Going
he
in
is
Toby.
Definitely coming out with two quick fouls here with only 3 minutes gone in the game.
A little over-aggressive on the rebound.
It is trail by one, 5-4 after scoring the first 4 points of the game. Let's hope it's not a repeat of last night where we got out to a quick lead and then ended up on the short end of the score.
I don't think Ansonia quite has the firepower from outside that Wapakoneta had. A really hard stretch to find that, though.
Here's Muir. He tries to pass it off, and they threw it out of bounds, but they say and the Indians glazed the ball, so it'll be Ansonia's basketball. Matthew Ferrier will toss it in over there. He's 6'3". He's no short kid. Ferrier. And the Muir kid is 6'5". Well, actually 6'4".
You have a little bit of size.
But Fort Recovery does have the advantage, though.
Overall, it's Fort Recovery's advantage.
Ansonia with the ball. Here's Muir. He'll pass over on the left side. On the wing, there's a shot fired up and no good from three-point land. Missing that one was Hunter Buckingham. And the ball veers out of bounds. It'll be given to the Fort Recovery Indians. Indians trying to take the lead back here. Derek Jeudy will bring it across the timeline. Left-hand dribble, feeds over on the left side to Grant Konapke. Back out top to Blaine Toby, who came in the game. Here's a shot up by Clay Smits, and he scores.
Clay Smith scoring. Toby came in a moment ago for Noah Lennertz, who went out with those two fouls.
Nice turnaround jumper by Smith on the last time down.
That puts us back on top, 6-5. And Sonia with the ball. Muir with it outside. Boy, they're being very deliberate here. On the left, has the ball stripped away again. Out of bounds, is going to be given to Fort Recovery off of Ansonia. That was initially taken out of the hands of Matthew Shook, and the Tigers just couldn't get it back.
Yeah, they don't score a whole lot. They're average probably around 40 points a game or so. So
I can see why.
Yeah, they like to keep it low.
Derek Judy back out top to Clay Smith. On the left to Peyton Judy. I can see Peyton starting to get into the game here. He really had to fight for his points last night.
He hasn't had a shot yet tonight.
Wayne Toby on the left to Derek Judy. Goes inside to Clay Smith. He'll turn. He'll fire. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound. Knocked around. Knocked around by Blaine Toby, but it's picked up by Ansonia. Tigers with the basketball. Indians lead 6-5 here in the Fort Site Fieldhouse first quarter. Brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. Out front with it is Muir. Hunter Muir. He's a 6'4 senior on this ball club. And it's stolen away. Actually, here's Peyton Judy on a layup at the other end as we beat him down there. Actually, just losing the ball there was Andrew Rowland as they tried to pass inside to him, and he couldn't hang on to it. So it's 8-5, Indians by 3 now. And again, Ansonia just very patient with the basketball.
I'm going to test the Fort Recovery defense. They're used to playing against faster teams like last night.
Even Jay County isn't this slow.
Exactly.
And his shot from the left side up and no good by Ansonia's Matthew Shook. Rebound Blaine Toby. Ball comes down. Out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. 8-5. Calp Pharmacy scoreboard. Indians lead by 3. Welcome to the broadcast. Fort Recovery girls won today, 42-36. We'll give you a recap of that when we come to halftime. Down at Arcanum is where they were at today.
They move above 500 now.
On the left, the ball stolen away by Fort Recovery's Derek Judy to Peyton Judy, and he lays it in. Peyton Judy now with 4 points. And it's 10-5. Indians have doubled the score all of a sudden.
Taking advantage of the turnovers, capitalizing on points.
Indians in a zone defense, right side in the corner. Shot fired up, good. 3-point shot connected there for Hunter Buckingham. That's his first basket of the evening. It makes it 10-8. Indians only leading by 2. And Sonia hanging around. Here's Derek Judy, right side. No good. Can't get it to go down. Rebound Hunter Muir. And Muir will come down across the timeline. He'll pass on the left side and throw it away. That time they started to do something quickly, and they threw the ball away.
Unforced turnover, too. He just took his eye off the ball.
Rob Weaver here along with Justin Mangold. Derek Manson is our studio producer at the radio station tonight. And we're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com again tonight. And Mr. Neil Spencer and Reese Rogers, our producers tonight.
Clayton Pearson checks in for Fort Recovery.
Clayton played quite a bit last night. Here's Peyton Judy missing a 15-foot shot. Rebound comes down to Ansonia. To Matthew Shook. Hunter Muir with the basketball out in the angle, way out by the timeline. With 40 seconds left, they may just try to take the last shot here unless the Indians cause a little more pressure.
Well, they usually try and hold it that long anyway. Not this time, though.
There's a shot up, no good. Tipped up and good by Muir. Hunter Muir got the tip in on the missed shot by Peyton Setzer. It's now 10-10. We're all tied up. Peyton Judy with the basketball back out at the timeline. He's guarded there by Hunter Buckingham. Here's Judy on a three. Goes! Peyton Judy connects on a three to make it 13-10. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Peyton Judy ends up leading us with 7 points in the first quarter. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. A reminder that Calp Pharmacy here in Fort Recovery is open many weeknights until 8 p.m. Be sure to take advantage of their weekly prescription program. Calp's delivering your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. You can find out more about that at a friendly Calp Pharmacy near you. We'll be back with the second quarter of play coming up here in just a moment on PG 14 and J Country 101.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And K&L is our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. Here's Ansonia with the basketball to start the second quarter. And there's a three-point basket up and good again. That's his second three of the game by Hunter Buckingham. Makes it 13-13. We're all tied up. Here's a drive to the hole by Peyton Judy, and he is fouled. He'll be at the free throw line with two shots. Kind of unusual that we have two Hunters on the Ansonia team. You hardly ever find a Hunter these days.
A couple Ethans as well.
Hunter Muir and Hunter Buckingham. Peyton Judy at the line to give us the lead. He does. 14-13, Indians on top by one.
First quarter stats, Ansonia was 4 for 9, 44%, 2 of 3 on threes and no free throws. Indians 6 of 11, 55%. 1 for 1 on threes and no free throws. Rebound 6 to 4 in favor of the Tigers. Turnovers 4 for Ansonia and 2 for Fort Recovery.
And Peyton Judy hits the second free throw to make it 15-13. Indians on top by 2. Ansonia with the basketball back out front to Muir. Hunter Muir will pass over on the left side to Matthew Shook. Back to Muir, top of the key. Ball's tipped away and stolen there by Clayton Pearson. Clayton comes down, protects the ball, feeds off to Peyton Judy, and he misses the shot, but he's fouled in the act of shooting. They're going to call that on Hunter Muir. That's number 2 on him, and he's going to come out of the game. He's one of their stalemates, so that'll definitely hurt them.
Two more free throws for Judy here.
Peyton eyes the basket, lets it fly, and he connects again. Peyton Judy with a smile on his face, playing relaxed here tonight.
A little bit more than last night.
He has 10 points so far already this evening. Up and good. He has a rough one last night. 11 points now for Peyton at 17-13, Indians by 4. And Ansonia with the basketball. Here is Reese Stallman with it. Passing back out top. Back over to Stallman. Stallman dribbling the ball. Goes into Muir, who's still in the game. Right side shot is three-pointer. Good again by Hunter Buckingham. He's got 3 threes in the game tonight and 9 total points.
Buckingham looking like Miracle last night.
He's keeping the Tigers in the game here. 17-16. Indians on top by 1 with the ball. Clay Smith with the basketball. Turns, fires. A little short, no good. Rebound comes to Muir. Muir comes down quickly. Goes to the hole. And he got it. Hunter Muir scoring to put the Ansonia Tigers in the lead at 18-17. Back out top. There's Peyton Judy on a 3. Doesn't go. Rebound Hunter Muir. And it goes out of bounds off of Clay Smith. It'll be given to the Tigers. Ansonia 18, Fort Recovery 17.
Devin Lindbergh, the head coach of Ansonia, electing Lemure in the game, as you said.
Yeah, I was surprised about that, weren't you?
Yeah. Especially in a close game like this. I could see if they were way behind, but no need to take a risk.
Well, they're taking one. Back out top it goes to Matthew Ferrier.
And still 5.5 left in the quarter.
There's the three-point shooter again. This time he misses. Hunter Buckingham, rebound, Fort Recovery. Here comes Clayton Pearson, right side to Peyton Judy, and Peyton's going to be called for traveling with the basketball. Turnover Indians, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. For outstanding service for your farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment, you know where to go. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. We're at the Portside Fieldhouse tonight in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Glad to have you folks listening in wherever you are, around the world or here in the area. Antonia works the ball around the perimeter. Directing traffic is Matthew Ferrier. He'll pass over to Reese Stallman. Stallman goes on the left to Buckingham. Back to Stallman. He drives in and puts it up and no good. And he's called for charging as he crashed into Clay Smith. And so the second foul on Stallman with 5 minutes to go here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Clayton Pearson with the basketball on the left to Clay Smith. Smith will go to Peyton Judy. Almost lost it, but got it back. Now he tries to drive to the hole, and he's going to be fouled by Matthew Ferrier.
They must have switched one of those fouls from 23 to 3 because now they're saying Muir only has one. So that explains things a little bit more.
Okay.
Stallman has two and Muir has one.
So that's why Muir is still in the game. Here is Grant Kanapke. Yes! Got the inbounds pass and drilled it from about 12 feet away on the baseline. It's 19-18. Indians are on top by one. Hunter Muir with the ball. On the left side it goes to Ferrier. Back around over here on the right with the ball there is Reese Stallman. Stallman goes to the baseline. Ball stripped away and stolen by Clay Smith. Peyton Judy down to Grant Kanapke. Drills the shot. No good. Won't go. Rebound Ansonia. Reese Stallman coming away with the basketball. Indians lead 19-18 here in the first half of play. Ansonia being surprisingly pesky here. On the left, back out top. Hunter Muir with the ball on the right side. He goes inside to Andrew Rowland. Back out to Muir. Muir at the free throw line. Right side it goes to Reese Stallman. He drives in and he scores. How did he get loose in there?
Yeah, not good defense by Fort Recovery, though. They just backed away.
20-19, and Sonia takes a one-point lead. Derek Judy with the basketball for Fort Recovery. Over to Clay Smith. Clay will pop the three. No good. Doesn't go. He was left wide open. I don't blame him for shooting the ball. And Ansonia comes away with it. That's probably not his forte, but he can hit them.
I haven't seen him shoot that many outside, so.
Inside it goes to Rowland. He puts it up and is blocked by Peyton Judy. Coming up with the loose ball was Clay Smith. Down to Grant Kanapke, back to Peyton. Peyton has the ball, as he tries to pass it, has the ball tipped away there by Matthew Ferrier. And Ansonia with the basketball. Muir with it. He'll pass in the middle to Ferrier, and Ferrier is fouled by Derek Judy. It will be out of bounds to the Ansonia Tigers.
Second foul on Derek Judy.
Peyton Judy will take a rest, and Clayton Pearson will come back in for the Indians. Second time he's been in the game here tonight. Tossing the ball in, Ansonia comes out to Muir from Matthew Shook. Here's a shot from the right side by Shook. No good. Three-pointer. Rebound comes to Clayton Pearson. Pearson comes down across the timeline. He will stop. Feeds off to Clay Smith on the right corner. Clay doesn't have an opening there. Back outside to Derek Judy. Indians will set up their offense. Judy dribbling the basketball. That's Derek. To Clay Smith. Inside to Blaine Toby, and he scores. Collision there between Toby and Muir, but they did not call a foul.
I mean, probably did no call there. Fort Recovery regains the lead at 21-20.
And the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. We have 2:07 to go in the quarter. Here's an inside shot up and no good. Rebound comes down to Blaine Toby. As driving to the hole there was Reese Stallman. He couldn't get it to go down. 1:55 remaining in the first half of play. Indians with the ball, leading by one, 21-20. Another basket would be nice here. Here's Grant Konapke. On the left, there's Clayton Pearson. He'll fire it up. No good. Got his own rebound. Goes inside. He feeds it off to Blaine Toby. Shot's blocked. Goes out of bounds. It should be the Indians' ball. And it is.
Peyton Judy going in. Derek Judy will go out with the two fouls.
So tossing it in here will be Clayton Pearson. Goes way outside to Grant Konapke. Right side to Peyton Judy on a three-pointer. He got it. Peyton Judy makes it 24-20. Indians on top by four now.
Now 14 points for Judy.
That's our biggest lead, or equals our biggest lead, doesn't it?
Yeah, there hasn't been much separation yet tonight.
Nope. Been pretty tight. On the left, there's an open shot up and good by Andrew Rowland. Give credit to Hunter Muir for the assist as he caught Rowland breaking to the hole. And it's 24-22. Indians on top by two with the basketball. A minute to go in the quarter. Peyton Judy out in the center circle.
Coach Bayshore has one shot, 48 seconds to play.
Here goes Peyton Judy to the hole. He has it stripped away and stolen. Ansonia will bring it down. Matthew Ferrier stole the ball. Now Ansonia can hold the ball to the last shot.
They can tie or take the lead.
I'm not sure whether Fort Recovery was trying to make them think they were going to take the last shot and try to surprise them.
Right, that's what it seemed like. Coach Bashore was yelling out one shot, so they make Ansonia think they were doing that and had to drive inside.
Outside with the ball is Matthew Ferrier. Hunter Muir with it now. Here's a shot fired up from three-point land. It's good by Hunter Buckingham. And Ansonia takes the lead at the half. Ansonia 25 and Fort Recovery 24. Buckingham has been a pain in our side with 12 points now on four threes. Just like last night when the Miracle Kid hit eight threes in the game. We've got a kid here with four threes at halftime.
Yeah, it seems to be a trend against the Fort Recovery defense. They need to extend it just a little bit. Although that time he was way out there.
You know, New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading edge technology. That's K&L Tractor Sales and Service. We want to thank them so much for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back with the halftime stats for you coming up here momentarily on PG14, J Country 101, and Fort Recovery Radio right after we pause for this.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Your Pack-A-Sack convenience stores would like to wish you the best during this Huddle Day season. Remember, Pack-A-Sack is open every day of the year, even on Christmas and New Year's Day. When it comes to Christmas shopping, a Pack-A-Sack gift certificate is the perfect gift for anyone on your list. And they're available at all Pack-A-Sack stores. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store and a whole lot more.
Cooper
Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, where the score is Ansonia 25, Fort Recovery 24. I'm pretty much surprised about that, to be quite honest. I thought the Indians would be able to take control of this game pretty quickly, but not the case.
Yeah, especially after what we saw during the junior varsity game, and expected the same thing for the varsity. It has not turned out that way. Good shooting for the Tigers.
Well, sir, take it away. Give us those halftime stats.
All right, first for Ansonia. Again, they were 4 for 9 in the first quarter, 44%. 6 of 10, 60% in the second quarter. So at the half, they're 10 of 19, 53% shooting. 2 of 3s in the first quarter. 2 of 3 on 3s in the first quarter. 3 for 5 in the second. So 5 of 8, 63% on 3s at the half. And no free throws in the first half. For Fort Recovery, 6 of 11, 55% the first quarter, 3 for 9, 33% the second, so 9 of 20, 45% at the half. Three-point shooting, 1 for 1 in the first quarter, 1 for 5 in the second, so 2 of 6, 33% on threes, and 4 for 4 at the line tonight. Rebounding 10 apiece for each team, and turnovers 7 for Ansonia and 5 for Fort Recovery. Hunter Buckingham leads the Tigers with 12, Hunter Meir with 4, Andrew Rowland with 4, 3 for Andrew Matthew Shook, and 2 for Reese Thaman. For Fort Recovery, Peyton Judy, 7 in each quarter for 14, 6 for Grant Kanapke, 2 for Blaine Toby, and 2 for Clay Smith. Again, 13-10, Fort Recovery after 1. Three-pointer right before the buzzer gives Ansonia the lead at the half, 25-24.
By the way, I want to wish Verge Krieg a happy birthday. Not today, but he had one recently. A long time Mr. Loyal Fort Recovery Indian fan there. Verge, if you happen to be listening tonight, hey, we wish you the best. That's Verge Krieg having another birthday, and I know he's rooting the Indians on. Well, 25-24.
And these are a little bit harder in the second half to propel the Indians back to the lead. Have to get out on the three-point shooter Buckingham a little bit better, maybe extend the defense, push their man-to-man possibly.
Ansonia does have that one-point lead. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions in the comfort of your own home. Kopp Pharmacy Home IV team can bring high quality care to you where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kopp Pharmacy Home Infusion Services can be a safe and cost effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Kopp Pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Coming up next week, we'll have the Fort Recovery Indians and Greenville in boys basketball. That'll be right here at the Fortside Fieldhouse on Friday night. We'll have that on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Then Saturday, the Jay County and Fort Recovery girls play during the day. We'll have both the reserve and varsity games starting at 12 noon. And then Saturday night, we're going to be at Jay County, as Jay County plays Muncie Central in boys basketball. And then the next week, we have Minster and Fort Recovery in boys basketball on Friday night. And the Fort Recovery girls playing Liberty Benton on Saturday afternoon. We'll have that at, I think that's a 1:30 start time for the varsity game. So just a few of the Fort Recovery games coming up that we'll be covering here on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Well, the JV had an impressive win tonight.
Yeah, 64-20 over the Tigers. Indians controlled it from the start, 19-9 after one, 35-15 at the half. Shut them out in the third quarter, 48-15 after three, and again, 64-20 the final. Brian Benn led the way with 11, 9 for Kenny Judy, 8 for Ryan Post, 6 points for Riley Will, 5 each for Dylan Evers, Ian Holman, and Gavin Kobe, 4 for Kobe Wendell, 3 for Carson Ramble and Derek Lochtefeld, 2 for Russell Gale, and 1 for Seth Lochtefeld, 9 points for Ethan Fisher for Ansonia, Isaac Bargey had 6, Ethan Himmerich with 4, and Jacob Longenecker with 1. Again, and Sonya goes to 4-2. Fort Recovery is 6-1.
Fort Recovery girls won today over Arcanum. Had a struggle, but they got there. Played down in Arcanum and won 40-36. Indians led 14-11 at the first quarter and led by 4 at halftime, 22-18. That pretty much stayed the way it was the rest of the way, as at the end of 3, it was Fort Recovery 32 and Arcanum 28. And the final was 40-36, Indians winning by 4. Val Mollenkamp led the way with 17 points. Paige Forkamp had 11. Kiara Wendell with 6. Brenna Homan had 4. And Allie Vaughn with 2 points. JV's lost to Arcanum, but I did not pick those scores up. We'll have them for you on our sports on Monday.
Again, some work to do for the Indians in the second half, trailing 25-24 here at the Fort Strike Fieldhouse.
We'll be back in a moment with the start of the second half of play coming up right after we pause for this message from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I see old Will Holman over there. Nice to see him. He, of course, had that fractured ankle during his football practice at University of St. Francis. I bet you that drove him crazy to be laid up like that.
Yeah, everybody used to playing wants to be out on the field at that time. Yeah, you're right.
Brian Braun is sitting with him over there. That's another outstanding player from last year's team. Here's a shot up by Clay Smith as we start the third quarter. It's no good from the right side. And the Ansonia Tigers got the rebound. They already lead by 1, 25-24. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The farmers' friends are at Cooper Farms.
Fort Recovery does stay in the zone to start the third.
Muir with the ball. On the left side it goes. Back to Muir. Over to Ansonia Tigers' Matthew Ferrier. He'll pass back to Muir between the circles. On the left, look out. He got it again. Hunter Buckingham hits his fifth three of the night. Two nights in a row are getting hurt by a guy who can drill a three.
Again, that one was 3 feet behind the line, so you can tell as soon as it let go, it was going to go in.
There's a 3-by-4 recovery by Grant Kanapke. Won't go down, in and out. Rebound comes to Ansonia. So Ansonia now has taken a 4-point lead, which is their biggest lead of the game, at 28-24. I think our biggest lead was also 4 points. In fact, I think it was 24-20.
Exactly. It was 24-20, so 8 in a row for the Tigers.
Dating from the last of the second quarter into now, and there's a shot. This time he missed it.
It was too close that time.
Hunter Buckingham missed the three. Here's Peyton Judy, got a three. He scores. Peyton Judy drills. drills a three to make it 28-27. Indians down by one, and the Indians call a quick timeout. So with timeout on the court, we'll be back in a moment. Again, this third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast tonight, folks, and hope the Indians can pull this one out.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Matthew Shook tosses the ball in to Hunter Muir, and here comes Muir down the court. On the left to Shook, he'll fire a three, and he missed it. Rebound comes to Shook, he goes inside, blocked there by Noah Leonards, and the Indians have the ball. Nice block by Leonards. Peyton Judy brings it down, and he is going to be fouled, I think. Yes. Going to call that on Ferrier.
They only called eight fouls in the first half, so a pretty quick half, but they had to call that one.
Matthew Ferrier leaning up against Peyton Judy.
Almost fell down, trying to get by.
So, Mr. Derek Judy puts the ball in play. It comes into Clay Smiths. Over to Peyton Judy. We also have Derek, also have Noah Leonards. And Grant Kanap, Grant Kanapke in the game. And there is Kanapke firing a 10-footer. It doesn't go, and he is really frustrated with himself.
Yeah, I had to force that one.
Here's a layup up and in by Ansoni as they beat us down the court. Matthew Shook scoring to make it 30-27.
Yeah, Chris Bayshore not happy with the effort right now. He's going to put three subs in.
Owen Shane's going to be one of them coming in here in a minute. Peyton Judy in the lane has the ball stripped away and stolen. And Sonia with the basketball. On the right side it goes. And Sonia's Matthew Shook back out to Hunter Muir. And Sonia leads by three, 30-27. Here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. There's a three-point shot, no good, but he's going to go to the line with three as he is fouled by Grant Kanapke. As Hunter Buckingham missed the three from the corner, but was fouled in the act of shooting. You know, Cooper Farms and Fort Recovery has a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Who won that Tennessee game? You got a final on that?
Tennessee won 25-10, I believe.
Oh, boy. Didn't help the Colts, did they?
No, they did not.
This free throw is no good. He got the first one.
I believe that clinches the Cowboys the division seed. We don't really care about them. Actually, Colts shut them out last week.
They pummeled them last week. One more for Hunter Buckingham. And he got that one. So he hit two of three. He only got 2 points that time instead of three.
Yeah. So it's a game for Fort Recovery.
32-27. Indians are down by five with the ball. Out front is Clay Smiths. On the left it goes to Clayton Pearson, who just came in the game. Blaine Toby. Toby tries to pass off. It's stolen. Here's Shook. Up and good. Matthew Shook stole the ball, stole the pass, and lays it in. 34-27 now, and Sonia leading by seven.
One more empty trip for recovery. We'll have to call another timeout.
Grant Kanapke with the basketball. He will fire a shot and hit. There he goes. There you go, Grant. Yes, you can score, young man.
Up to 8 points here in the ball game.
34-29. Indians back to within 5 points. And Sonia with the ball in the Cooper Farms third quarter. 4 minutes to go in the quarter. Here's Muir with it. He'll pass over on the left side to Hunter Buckingham. Back outside it goes to Matthew Ferrier. Ferrier directing traffic. Now goes to the right side to Buckingham. Back to Roland. Back to the right to Muir. He'll dribble. Comes back out. Spins around, feeds it back outside to Buckingham. Over to Ferrier. Matthew goes to the hole and lays it in, and he's going to be fouled in the act of shooting. Matthew Ferrier, that could have been a charge, but Unfortunately for the Indians, the foul was called on Fort Recovery.
Count the bucket. I think he was a little bit too far under the basket that time to get the charge call.
Called Blaine Toby for the foul there. That makes it 36-29, Ansonia by 7. This one's up, and it is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to Blaine Toby. Come on, Indians, get going here. Clayton Pearson with the basketball. All the way down, off the glass, no good. Rebound comes to Roland of Ansonia.
Now Ansonia is starting to get a little momentum, some positive vibes coming out of their huddle.
3:16 remaining in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. If you'd like to sell your corn to Coopers, give them a call at 800-637-7161. Here's a drive up and in by Hunter Muir. There was a collision underneath, but no call. And it's 38-29 now. Ansonia leads by 9. Inside, there's Blaine Toby. Can't get the shot. Rebound comes to Hunter Muir. Muir will bring it down. Noah Lennertz is coming back in for the Indians. And Ansonia will spread it out here. Muir falls down, stolen by Fort Recovery's Clayton Pearson, and he's going to be fouled, and it will be out of bounds. No shot.
So a good foul that time by Ansonia. Bad news for the Tigers as Muir will go to the bench with an ankle injury, it looks like.
That was Matthew Ferrier's third foul. Here's a three-pointer, no good by Grant Konapke. Rebound comes down to Ansonia. Oh, the Indians need a break, so to speak. And that may be one that might help them. You're going out with an injury. Right side it goes. Here's a drive to the hole. It's good, and they're going to take it away. A charge is called on Reese Stallman. Stallman hit the basket, but he charged.
Well, we're going to call and let two of them go. The third one they had to call. Well, didn't have to, but it was probably coming that way.
So Indians have another chance to cut the lead back to 7 with 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play in the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Fort Recovery trailing 38-29 to Ansonia. I'm really super surprised. Here's Peyton Judy, has the ball stripped away, and a foul is going to be called on Roland, Andrew Roland, and that'll send Petey to the line. Peyton's a pretty good free thrower.
Coach Bayshore said before the ball game that he didn't really like how the Indians have performed up to this point, and pretty much sticking with that. The C average, C grade, what he gave them, and it seems what it is tonight.
It's no good.
Indians struggled at the free throw line last night, 4-for-5 tonight, though.
Kobe Wendell comes in for Fort Recovery. That's number 14. Okay. This one's up and good that time. So that cuts the lead to 8. At least we got off that 9. 1-of-2 for Petey. And 1:55 remaining here in the third quarter. Fort Recovery pressing here, trying to get back in the game. Down comes Andrew Roland with the ball way out front. Over to Reese Stallman. Stallman dribbling against Peyton Judy. Right side it goes to Buckingham. Back out to Roland. There's Muir with it, who's back in the game. Back outside. Over on the left, there's a three-point shot by Buckingham. He misses it this time. Rebound. We got a foul called, a jump ball called. And it goes to Ansonia.
There's 1:27 left in the third. Tigers lead 38-30.
38-30. Ansonia with the lead. Got to do something about that Fort Recovery.
Got to get a stop here and get points at the end of the quarter.
Hunter Muir with the ball on the right side. Feeds back outside. It goes to Matthew Shook. Back to Muir on the right wing. Takes the shot. He's going to be fouled on the play. Out of bounds to Ansonia.
There, Judy picks up his third. That'll get Grant Konapke back in.
So Derek Judy will leave. Grant Konapke reports back in. Here's a three-point shot again by Buckingham. He missed it again. Rebound comes to Clayton Pearson. Pearson down to Peyton Judy on the right. Back out top to Clayton Pearson. Inside to Kanapke. And it's knocked away by Ansonia as Grant Kanapke couldn't come up with the basketball.
Well, better defense last time down for the Indians. They did not allow Buckingham to extend his shot. They didn't really have a good shot.
Hunter Muir in the center circle for Ansonia. They lead by eight. Boy, that was a big possession a moment ago. We could have cut it down to six.
Yeah, they got the stop and did not get the points after that. And now the Tigers will call a timeout.
Timeout called by Ansonia. We'll be right back.
Now you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
38-30, Ansonia with the lead. Fort Recovery has Clayton Pearson along with Grant Kanapke, Noah Leonards, Peyton Judy, and Kobe Wendell in the lineup at the moment. Here we go with Ansonia putting the ball in play. Kobe Wendell is only a sophomore out there.
In Fort Recovery playing without Regan Martin tonight. He has an ankle injury, I believe it is. Suffered in the JV game last night.
Ansonia works the ball around the perimeter. Back out to Stallman. Reese Stallman will feed off to Roland on the left. Now back out to Muir. He's going to drive in, stops, feeds back outside. Here's Shook with a three. Doesn't go. And time expires. So Indians need to make up 8 points. They can do it. Don't give up on them. They can get it done. 38-30, and Ansonia leads by eight here at the end of the third quarter. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Cooper Farms, again, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy. That's Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. They have several employment opportunities as well at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery and St. Henry. So check out their job opportunities at CooperFarms.com. We'll be back in a moment.
Your Pack-A-Sack convenience stores would like to wish you the best during this Huddle Day season. Remember, Pack-A-Sack is open every day of the year, even on Christmas and New Year's Day. When it comes to Christmas shopping, a Pack-A-Sack gift certificate is the perfect gift for anyone on your list. And they're available at all Pack-A-Sack stores. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Ansonia just stole the ball away from Fort Recovery. Shots up and no good, and they're going to call goaltending.
Okay.
Matthew Shook will get the basket on a goaltending call.
I haven't seen one of those yet this year.
You don't hardly see those ever in high school. 40-30, Ansonia now leads by 10. In the fourth quarter, brought to you by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company for quality building materials. It's your friends at Fort Recovery Lumber, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Grant Kanapke with the ball. They're going to call him for traveling. Man, nothing going right.
Exactly what I was going to say. Coach Bayshore's tried pretty much everything he can tonight. He's putting in different combinations of players, and it's just not working.
Ansonia with the ball. Back to Hunter Muir. We'll give you those third quarter stats here in a moment. On the left to Matthew Ferrier. Ansonia Tigers trying to pull off the win at Fort Recovery tonight. They lead 40-30. Shots up and no good by Ferrier. And he was fouled. He'll be at the line I think they called Clayton Pearson with the foul. And what about those third quarter stats?
For Fort Recovery, only 2 of 8, 25%, 1 of 3 on threes, and 1 for 2 at the line. And Antonio was 5 for 11, 45%, 1 for 5 on threes, and 2 for 4 at the line. The first free throw is missed. Rebounds through three quarters, 17 to 15 in favor of the Tigers, and turnovers, Antonio with 8. Fort Recovery has 9.
Free throws up, no good again. He missed them both. That helps. Rebound, Peyton Judy. Come on, guys. Peyton Judy brings it down across the timeline, goes to the hole, lays it up, and got it. That cuts the lead to 8. Peyton Judy scoring with 7 minutes to go in the game at 40 to 32.
See if Peyton can put the Indians on his back here in the fourth quarter.
There's the ball on the ground. It's going to be a jump ball call.
We'll go to Tigers.
I think, really, Ansonia might have been fortunate in that case that there was not traveling called.
Yeah, it could have been right across half court.
Andrew Rowland will toss it in for the Tigers into Matthew Ferrier. Guarded by Derek Judy. He lost the ball, but picked up by Ansonia. Buckingham grabbed it. Muir with it now. Hunter Muir out front. Now he has it knocked away, and they're going to call Clay Smits with a foul. And so this will send the ball out of bounds again, not the one-on-one yet.
It's only his first team foul, number 5.
Clay Smits called for the foul. 20 points for Peyton Judy tonight, but we're not getting much help. He's got 20 of the 32. Hunter Muir with the ball for Ansonia. Back outside it goes to Shook. Shook will drive past the free throw line. He'll stop. Back out to Hunter Muir. Muir dribbling against Peyton Judy. He'll pass on the right wing to Rowland. Andrew Rowland has the ball tipped away by Peyton Judy. Picked up by Kobe Wendell. Come on, Fort Recovery. Let's get a basket here. Derek Judy on the outside goes in. Back out to Grant Kanapke. Yes, he got it! Grant Kanapke hits a 3 to cut the lead to 5 at 40 to 35. And Indians pressing full court. Down comes Muir with the basketball. Out of control, he travels. Oh, they're going to call a foul. Oh, my goodness.
Very difficult call to go against Fort Recovery. The travel was low before the foul, so it was a foul.
Oh, my goodness.
He took about 5 steps.
Well, anyway, and Sony, that's the way it goes sometimes. And Sony with the ball. Hunter Muir goes baseline, puts it up, and missed. Rebound comes to Derek Judy. Here comes Judy down the court, all by himself over to Clay Smits. Turns, fires. He is fouled, and he'll be at the free throw line with 2 shots. And the Indians are on the charge here as they're back to within 5 with 5:45 to go in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fourth quarter.
Got lucky a moment ago. His inbound play was set up. Muir had an easy basket. He wasn't expecting to be that open and just missed it.
Clay Smits in and out. Missed that. Timeout Ansonia now. Ansonia calling timeout here. We'll be back in a moment on PG14, J Country 101, and FortRecoveryRadio.com right after we pause for this message.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions in the comfort of your own home. Kalp Pharmacy Home IV team can bring high quality care to you where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kalp Pharmacy Home Infusion Services can be a safe and cost effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy, Health Mark, caring for you and about you.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This free throw is up and good by Clay Smits. So he gets one of the two to make it 40-36. Indians only down by four now.
Anybody's game at this point now.
Hunter Muir with the basketball, feeds back outside to Matthew Ferrier. Ferrier guarded by Derek Jeudy, way out of the center circle. Beats it off to Hunter Muir now. He almost lost it. Gets it over to Roland, back outside to Ferrier. Now back to Hunter Muir on the right. Muir dribbling the basketball. And he threw it away. Clay Smits comes down with it. Here he comes. Pops the shot. Yes! Clay Smits makes it 40-38. A two-point game.
Fort Recovery's definitely turned up the defensive intensity, but the Tigers playing a little bit nervous right now, it seems. And there's
stolen by Derek Jeudy. No good, but Peyton's there to get it and put it in. Peyton Jeudy scoring to tie the game at 40-40. We've scored 10 straight points here. Ball's tipped away again, and Sonia comes up with it this time. Here's a drive to the hole, and Hunter Muir puts it in. 42-40 with 4.5 minutes left in the game. And Sonia by 2 points. Derek Jeudy on the outside with it. Left to goes to Peyton Jeudy. 3-point shot, no good. Rebound, and a foul's going to be called on Ansonia. They're going to call Andrew Roland with the foul. Out of bounds to the Indians. He fouled Clay Smits, I believe.
He's on number six, and that's six on each team. So shooting free throws the rest of the game.
Derek Jeudy will toss it in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. We're down by two, 42-40. With 4:24 left to go in this game, and the momentum has shifted to the Indian side in this contest.
Yeah, and Sonia scored the first 2 points of the quarter, and Fort Recovery a 10-2 run since then.
Here we go with the inbounds pass from Derek Jeudy. Out deep to Clay Smits. On the left to Kobe Wendell. Kobe dribbling the ball. And Sonia just a little bit shaken here.
Yeah, like I said, that seemed like they're playing a little nervous here in the fourth quarter.
Grant Kanapke on the left to Kobe Wendell. Kobe looks for a teammate, goes to Derek Jeudy. Derek at the free throw line, and a foul's going to be called on Roland. It'll be 1-1 for Derek Jeudy. Derek can tie the game.
He has not scored yet tonight.
Don't forget, Fort Recovery Lumber Company offers design services. If you know what you want to have built, but you're not sure how to start, they'll design your project for you, and then they'll provide the quality building materials to help you build that project. Fort Recovery Lumber Company, they can do it all in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First free throw is good by Derek Jeudy. He'll have one more. We're back to within one, and he ties it. Got them both, 42-42. Ansonia with the basketball. Down come the Tigers. Reese Stallman with it over to Hunter Muir across the timeline. Ansonia settled down a little bit here now. Here is Shook with it back out to Roland. On the right to Hunter Muir. Muir dribbles the ball off the pick there, set by Hunter Buckingham. Muir dribbling the ball, lost it, picked up by Peyton Jeudy. Down comes Peyton Jeudy, he'll put it up and miss. Rebound Ansonia. And we got an injured player as Hunter Muir is on the floor with, looks like he's got a leg problem.
The second time he's been down hurt tonight.
So we'll be back in a moment here on PG-14 and J Country 101 Radio after we pause for this message from K&L Tractor Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in?
Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and just about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, mark it down. Hunter Muir goes out with 3:24 to go in the game. Now, he might be back in. I don't know. But he's out for the moment with the score tied at 42-42. And Sonia almost lost the ball. On the left it goes to Andrew Rowland. Now fouls called on Clay Smith.
Well, one thing I've noticed here in the fourth quarter, Fort Recovery's used Kobe Wendell as defensive stopper against Buckingham, and he's hardly had any opening at all since Wendell's been in the game.
Good for Kobe.
Yeah, defensive stopper apparently. And they needed it too.
Andrew Rowland at the free throw line with two shots. The first one is no good. Actually, 1-1. There's going to be a foul called on Andrew Rowland as he fouled Kobe Wendell. So Kobe will go to the free throw line with 1-1.
And not only missed the free throw, he knew he missed it and tried to shove his way to get the rebound.
Don't forget, at Fort Recovery Lumber, you can find those Anderson windows and doors, the most trusted manufacturer of energy-efficient windows and doors. Anderson, available at Fort Recovery Lumber Company. And Kobe Wendell puts the Indians ahead at 43-42. One more for Kobe. Puts it up and did not get that one. It's off of Peyton Judy. Fort Recovery will be pressing full court here. Off of Peyton Judy, out of bounds. So Reese Stallman will toss it in for the Ansonia Tigers as they trail now by one into Andrew Rowland. Passing over here to Reese Stallman. Stallman brings it down the far side. Cuts to the middle. Now back to the right. Hands off here to Matthew Ferrier. Again, they're playing without one of their star players, and Hunter Muir on the bench with an injury. Matthew Ferrier feeds over to Andrew Rowland. Rowland has the ball, stolen by Clay Smith. Here comes Clay. He'll stop. He'll pop. He'll hit. Clay Smith puts the Indians up by 3 points at 45-42. Matthew Ferrier has the ball taken away by Peyton Judy, but they're going to call Peyton for a foul.
They're going to put Rear back in the ballgame, and definitely needed to get him back in because he pretty much ran the point, had the ball most of the time, bringing the ball up the court. So a big loss with him on the bench, and Indians did take advantage.
So Muir does come back in. At the line, Matthew Ferrier. Indians are leading by three, 45-42, with 2:35 to go in the game. Free throw is up and good.
He had been 0 for 3 at the line before that. Big 1-1 shot.
45-43 now. 2-point lead for Fort Recovery. This free throw is up, and it is no good. Rebound comes to Derek Judy. Watch out, Derek. As Shook almost reached in there and grabbed it away from him. Derek Judy brings it up across the timeline on the far side. Hands off to Peyton Judy. Judy out at the angle. He'll dribble the basketball. Goes to the right. Now goes to the right, and he is fouled. Reaching around was Matthew Ferrier. And that is it. He is gone. Why would you do that? Yeah, really? Knowing you had four fouls, I don't get it.
Yeah, just reached around, had no need to do that.
Why would you do that, Matthew?
They will put Isaac Bargey into the game for the first time.
Peyton Judy at the line. Yeah, now they have to go to Isaac Bargey, a very inexperienced guard. Free throw's good by Peyton. Momentum on the Indians' side right now. They lead 46-43, 2:15 to go in the game on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard.
Not only was it a bad foul, but they fouled Peyton Judy to make it even better for Fort Recovery.
He got the second one. It's 47-43. That equals the biggest lead of the game for Fort Recovery at 4 points. And timeout is called by the Ansonia Tigers. Timeout here at the Portside Fieldhouse. We got a great one going. Indians leading 47-43. We'll be back in a moment.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Ohio are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, we've got a dandy finish coming up here. Ansonia will toss the ball in. Fort Recovery leading 47-43.
17-5, the scoring in favor of Fort Recovery here in the fourth quarter, so all in there.
Hunter Muir tosses it in to Reese Stallman of Ansonia. Ansonia brings it up, trailing by 4 points. Muir with the ball, out top. Goes around, passes to Reese Stallman, and he's going to be fouled by Derek Judy. Much to the chagrin of the Fort Recovery fans. And that's it for him. He's out of there. Five fouls for Derek Judy.
He will foul out with 2 points tonight.
So Clayton Pearson comes in for the Indians here to fill in for Derek Judy. The Fort Recovery bench is, you know, pretty deep, really. So this is not like them losing Matthew Ferrier.
Right.
We hate to lose Derek Judy, but the free throw is no good, and the Indians come down with a rebound. Grant Kanapke on the left.
They are only 1 of 6 to line here in the fourth quarter. That will not do it.
They're going to have to shoot themselves in the foot if they don't win this game. No, actually, maybe they've already done that.
Yeah.
1 of 6 from the free throw line. Clayton Pearson with the ball. Indians trying to salt some clock away here, leading by 4, 47-43. Peyton Judy goes to the free throw line, now backs it out, and a foul's going to be called on Shook reaching in.
Double bonus time now, 2 shots the rest of the way.
Matthew Shook reaching in. He is in no problem. He has 9 points for them tonight. Talking about Matthew Shook. Peyton Judy at the free throw line. He's got 24. Let's get 25 here, Peyton. Petey puts it up, and he got it. 25 points now for Peyton Judy. 48-43. The lead is 5, and with every point comes another nail in the coffin for Ansonia. We were down by 10 points, 40-30. We've outscored them as Judy misses the second free throw. We've outscored them 18-3 to take this 5-point lead. 1:12 remaining. Muir will pass off to Shook. He'll fire and hit. Matthew Shook connects on a 10-footer to make it 48-45. Back to a 3-point game. And Hunter Muir reaches in and is called for a foul, only his second. Right. So Peyton Judy will go to the free throw line.
I still love the defensive effort from Kobe Wendell. He is just sticking right with Buckingham. He is not getting loose at all.
At the line, Mr. Peyton Judy. Number 2 on his uniform. He puts it up there and he got it. Big free throw, 49-45. 1:02 left on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians in the lead, 49-45. Let's make it 50 now. It's up and it is good again. 50-45 and 27 points for Peyton Judy tonight.
9 of 12 for Fort Recovery at the line this quarter. That's where they are winning the ball game.
Hunter Muir will pass off to Matthew Buckingham. Fires a three. It's no good. Short. Rebound comes to Clayton Pearson. Grant Konapke over to Peyton Judy. Buckingham had a three, but really he was way out there, and that was not a very good shot. He was well defended.
Yeah, that was a forced three.
And guess who's going to the free throw line as he's fouled again is Peyton Judy. 41 seconds remaining in the old ball game here. Free throws up, and it is no good that time by Peyton. Take your time, young man. Timeout's going to be called here by the Ansonia Tigers. With the score, Fort Recovery leading 50-45 with 41 seconds to go here in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. We'll be back.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Courtside Fieldhouse is where we're coming to you tonight from, and the Indians have the lead. I was wondering there for a while. We were down by 10, 40-30.
Very early in the fourth quarter, Indians trailed by 10.
This is up and no good by Peyton Judy as he missed it. Missed them both. Ansonia with the basketball. Here's a shot by Buckingham. He missed it, and they're going to call Kobe Wendell with a foul, and Buckingham, Hunter Buckingham, is going to go to the line with three shots here.
They call a foul before the shot.
Oh, before the shot.
Before the shot. So just two.
Actually. Okay, well, that'll help.
Well, they must have said he had his foot on the line. He got only 19 fouls for Fort Recovery, so must have the foot on the line. I didn't see it that way, but.
I didn't either. I thought he was behind the line. Anyway, we're not complaining.
No.
One free throw is good. The second one is no good. He missed that one. There's a foul called on Hunter Muir as he deliberately fouls Clay Smith. It's not called that way, but that's what happened. He grabbed him. 50-46. Indians on top by four with 31.9 seconds to go. And we have free throws here for Clay Smith. Come on, Mr. Clay.
He is 1-for-2 tonight.
It's up and good. Clay Smith's one of the fine sophomores. Of course, Derek Judy's only a sophomore. This one is good. Got them both. Way to go, Clay. 52-46. Indians lead by six. Here's a three-point shot by Muir. It's in and out. No good. Rebound. And a jump ball is going to be called. Who's going to get it? Fort Recovery gets the basketball. 25 seconds remaining, and this one is, if he would have hit that three, they would have had a chance. But that's, it didn't go.
Yeah, now they have to get a steal on the inbounds pretty much to even have any chance.
Going to have to foul right away. Clay Smiths will have trouble getting it in, and it's knocked out of bounds by Matthew Shook of Ansonia. So Clay Smith will try again. Here we go with the inbounds play to Peyton Judy. Judy is fouled right away, and they finally call it. That's about the third foul that he received there.
Helped recovery as 4 seconds came off the clock.
So Peyton Judy goes to the line with two more free throws. He missed both of them the last time he was there. Come on, Peyton. Let's get those down. That was because you bragged about how good they were doing.
Yeah, and he missed another one.
He missed it again.
Judy alone is 10 for 15 at the line for the ball game.
He was not a happy camper after he missed that one. It's up and good. And he shakes his head. Finally, I get it to go down. 53-46, Indians by 7. Here's Ansonia. Three-point shot is fired up. No good. Off the mark. Rebound Peyton Judy. And this baby's over with. Peyton Judy will come up. And he is fouled finally. foul is called on Isaac Bargy. Peyton Judy has a chance to get 30 points if he can hit both of them.
And not an easy 30 tonight. If he can get there.
Was not an easy 17 he had last night either.
No.
Here's the free throw up, and it is good. Coach Mike Bayshore over, complimenting Kobe Wendell.
He really just turned the game around when he came into the game to play defense against Buckingham.
Judy hits the first free throw. One more for him. And it's up, and it is good. 30 points for Peyton Judy. And the Indians are leading 55-46, and this game is over. Oh, my goodness. They called traveling on Hunter Muir. Come on.
He says, that's how my game's going to end, I guess. I was injured twice, and they call me for traveling at the end now.
The official could have let that go, knowing that...
Yeah, there's no point.
Inbounds pass, and this is it. Indians have pulled it off. 55-46 win over Ansonia. After Fort Recovery trailed by 40-30, they outscored Ansonia the rest of the way, 25-6, to win this game by 9 points. Congratulations, Indians. They're a winner tonight. We'll be back in a moment here on PG-14, J Country 101 and Fort Recovery Radio. Stay tuned. I'm sure Coach Bayshore will be up after the game. Hopefully we can talk with him, and we'll have all the stats for you. So stay tuned for that with Justin Mangold.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions in the comfort of your own home. Kopp Pharmacy Home IV team can bring high-quality care to you where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kopp Pharmacy Home Infusion Services can be a safe and cost-effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Kopp Pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
And don't forget, Pack-A-Sack will be open all day on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve. They'll be open also on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day all day as well. They're open every day of the year. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you, and you'll find one right here in good old Fort Recovery, Ohio, over in Jay County. They're located in Portland, Dunkirk, Red Key, and over in Bryant, Pack-A-Sack. Indians win tonight, 55-46, a come-from-behind victory. Things were getting pretty nervous there for a while. But a great comeback for Fort Recovery to win the game. Let's go over to Justin Mangold. Justin?
All right. For Ansonia, the first half, 10 of 19 for 53%. Second half, 8 of 18, 44%. For the ball game tonight, 18 of 37, 49% shooting. Three-pointers, 5 of 8 in the first half, only 1 of 8 in the second. 6 of 16, 38% on three-pointers, and only 4 of 12 at the free throw line, all in the second half. For Fort Recovery, 9 of 20 in the first half, 45%. Second half, 7 of 16 for 44%. For the ball game, 16 of 36 tonight for 44% from the field. 2 of 6 on threes in the first half, 2 of 5 in the second, so 4 of 11, 36% for the ball game. And free throws, 4 for 4 in the first half, 1 of 2 in the third quarter, 14 of 20 in the fourth quarter, 15 of 22 in the second half for the Indians, or 68% in the second half. And for the ballgame, 19 of 26, or 73% at the free throw line. So again, Ansonia was 4 of 12 at the line, Fort Recovery 19 of 26. So there's the ballgame right there. Rebounds 26-21 in favor of Fort Recovery. And turnovers 10 for the Indians and 13 for the Tigers. For Ansonia, they were led in scoring by Hunter Buckingham with 18, 11 for Matthew Shook, 8 points for Hunter Muir, 4 points for Andrew Rowland, 3 for Matthew Ferrier, and 2 for Reese Stahman. For Recovery, 2 in double figures, 30 for Peyton Judy, 11 for Grant Kanapke, 9 for Clay Smith, 2 each for Derek Judy and Blaine Toby, and 1 point for Kobe O'Wendell. Fort Recovery led 13-10 after one. Ansonia led 25-24 at the half, 38-30 after three. Got as high as 40-30 before the Indians came back and won it 55-46. Fort Recovery goes to 4-3, Ansonia to 3-3 on the year.
Actually, Ansonia, I think, had the biggest lead of the game, that 10-point lead.
Yeah, very, very early in the fourth quarter. It's all Fort Recovery after that.
Yep, outscoring the Tigers 25-6 coming down the stretch. The junior varsity did not have all the drama as they took care of Ansonia right off the bat tonight.
Yes, 19-9 after the first quarter and cruised after that to a 64-20 victory. For the Tigers, 9 points for Ethan Fisher, 6 points for Isaac Bargie, 4 for Ethan Hemrick, and 1 for Jacob Longenecker. For Fort Recovery, everybody that played scored tonight, led by Brian Benn with 11, Kenny Judy with 9, 8 for Ryan Post, 6 points for Riley Will, 5 each for Dylan Evers, Ian Holman, and Gavin Toby, 4 for Kobe Wendell, 3 each for Carson Rammel and Jarek Lochtefeld, 2 for Russell Gale, and 1 for Seth Lochtefeld. The JV wins it 64-40 for Fort Recovery. They are now 6-1, and Sonia is 4-2.
Well, the team just released to come out on the floor and to greet their family and friends, and there's a lot more smiles tonight than last night.
Yeah, they weren't in the locker room quite as long tonight as last night.
In the girls' game today, Fort Recovery would travel down to Arcanum and won that one 40-36. As they led about the same the whole game. It just was pretty steady game there. Led by 14-11 at the first quarter, 22-18 at halftime, 32-28 after three, and they won by 4, 40-36. Val Mullenkamp led the way with 17. Paige Fortkamp had 11. Kiara Wendell had 6. Brenna Holman with 4, and Allie Vaughn with 2. If you would have told me that Olivia Patch got 0 and Allie Vaughn got 2, I would have said there's no way they would have won today, but they did do it.
They had contributions from some other players and got them the victory.
Bob Stogler wishing us a Merry Christmas. That was nice of you, Roberts. We'll be back in a moment. Hopefully Coach Bayshore will be out, and we'll try to talk with him, so stay tuned. We'll return right after we pause for this.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions in the comfort of your own home. Kopp Pharmacy Home IV team can bring high quality care to you where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kopp Pharmacy Home Infusion Services can be a safe and cost effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Kopp Pharmacy, Health Mark, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Your Pack-A-Sack convenience stores would like to wish you the best during this holiday season. Remember, Pack-A-Sack is open every day of the year, even on Christmas and New Year's Day. When it comes to Christmas shopping, a Pack-A-Sack gift certificate is the perfect gift for anyone on your list. And they're available at all Pack-A-Sack stores. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common. They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, so why don't we real quickly recap the varsity game again, giving the Fort Recovery scoring also.
And for Fort Recovery, led in scoring by Peyton Judy with 30 points tonight. He had 7 in the first quarter, 7 in the second, 4 in the third, and 12 in the fourth. Again, Peyton Judy with 30, Grant Kanapke with 11, 9 for Clay Smith. 2 each for Derek Judy and Blaine Toby, and 1 for Kobe Wendell. Again, 55-46 Fort Recovery with the win. Elsewhere tonight, Shawnee beat Marion Local 48-47 on a three-pointer at the buzzer.
Wow.
So good game there.
Absolutely. Again, coming up next week, we have the Greenville game on Friday. Fort Recovery hosting Greenville. We'll have that game for you here on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We have the Jay County and Fort Recovery girls basketball games on Saturday of next weekend. That'll be a 12 noon start and 1:30 for the varsity. We'll have both games, the JV and the varsity, for you on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com next Saturday. And those are over here?
Yes.
Over here at Fort Recovery. And then We also will have the following week the Minster game for the boys. Minster will be taking on, once again, Fort Recovery on that next Friday, and we'll have that game for you on the radio. So those are some of the broadcasts that we have coming up here for you. Well, we go to a very happy, I was starting to get worried there for a little bit. You were going to oust me.
I think relieved. If you weren't here tonight and you didn't see what Kobe Wendell did defensively, then you missed the show. I mean, the kid who was killing us all night didn't touch a basketball in the fourth quarter till the very, very end. It was just, he blanketed him, reminded me of his brother. If he doesn't come in and do that, we don't win. That sparked the whole team. We went on a big run from there. I think we were down 40-30.
Right.
At that point. And
25-6 the rest of the way.
I mean, it just sparked the rest of the team. You saw the defense out of the rest of the team. They weren't getting very many. They didn't get any offensive rebounds after that. We started hitting some shots. We got steals and we're getting layups on the other end. And the hustle just picked up from one little spark. And hopefully that's something that's going to set us going forward.
I saw you call Kobe over to the sideline there towards the end of the game and pat him on the back, and I thought that was a real class move by yourself.
I just said thank you. You bailed me out. You bailed us out. I just told him thank you for doing his job.
Hey, let's give hats off to Ansonia. They played a heck of a game.
Yeah, we stunned them a little bit with that zone. I don't think they were expecting it. And then we weren't reacting very well out of it. And then, we wanted to stay in it, but then it got to where it was down 10, and we didn't really have a choice. They hit some shots, and then in the third quarter there, they were getting drives to the basket and finishing. That's a nice basketball team. The Muir kid's a solid basketball player. Buckingham's a nice basketball player. The coach, he's a new coach there. He's done a fantastic job with them. Like I said, if it wasn't for the little spark plug, we might have been looking at the wrong end of this.
Well, congratulations, Mike. Nice come-from-behind win. That always gives the fans a good feeling when they leave, and the kids and the coaches. So glad you could pull this one out.
I appreciate it, because now we can let you come back.
Yes, thank goodness. So we'll be back for the Greenville game next Friday. So looking forward to that.
All right. Thank you very much, guys.
Okay, thanks. Again, Mike Bayshore, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, talking with us after the win tonight. He was kidding me before the game because he said, you're not really very much luck for me because we had done two games and lost them both. So I was starting to worry there in the fourth quarter when we were down by 10, and we really thought we should have this game in the bag, really.
Yeah, if he came up after the game, who's going to want to talk to me instead of you, I think.
Yeah. But anyway, congratulations to the Indians. A great come-from-behind victory. Once again, outscoring Ansonia 25-6 down the stretch there to win the game by 9 points. Hey, thank you, sir.
Yep. Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Happy holidays. And we'll see you after that.
Absolutely. There's Peyton Judy. He's got a ice bag on his hand. I hope there's no major problem there. Again, thanks for listening in, folks. Thanks to FortRecoveryRadio.com for allowing us to be on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We had a lot of fun tonight. It's always fun to win one when you come from behind like this. Thanks to our quarter sponsors, too. I got to mention those fine folks, including Cap Pharmacy, also K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Cooper Farms, and the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. For Justin Mangold, for our studio producers, Derek Manson back at the radio station, Reese Rogers here at the Game Site along with Neil Spencer. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from Fort Recovery. Again, the Indians come from behind to beat Ansonia tonight by a final score of 55-46. Good night, everybody.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.